What kind of transportation did you use on your line?
Dogs. Mm-hmm. That's all anybody had in those days was dogs.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said in order to, you would live at fish camp during the summer.
That time there, that's when we was turned mill. Yeah, well, we did. We operated that fish camp until 1940, till my dad died in 44, I think it was, yeah. Mm-hmm. The last year. Because we fished there to put up dog feed and put up king salmon, dog salmon, and sell for dog feed. Then he made salmon bellies and stuff like that. And then he moved to Eagle in the fall.
Do you remember about how many fish he would...
King salmon would run about anywhere from 3,200 to over 4,000 king salmon. Of course, dog salmon, they run every 4 years. At the time, we used to put up 3,000 or 4,000 of them. They were easy to take care of.
And how did you catch them?
In a fish wheel. We had two fish wheels there.
What did you do with them? Did you dry them? Or?
Yeah, we dried them. That's why most of them. At that time, there was a lot of people all used dogs. Well, there was a good market for dried dog feed. You'd sell it to the stores, and then they would resell it to the trappers and people who had dogs. Like I said, a lot of them. People that were doing a little mining in the summer, they all had 3 or 4 dogs, and then in the winter they would trap.
Mm-hmm.
Between trapping and doing a little mining in the summer, they could make a living.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody got rich at it, but they made a living.